Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to give a high five to a new affiliate who just picked us up. We are live today, Saturday, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Zinger, WZNG, 14 a.m., out in Tennessee there, Shelbyville, Tennessee. Again, WZNG, 1400 AM. We appreciate your trust. Thank you for taking us on as an affiliate, and we'll do our best to make sure that we can do what we need to do. And the purpose of what we're doing here, affiliates all across the country coming together, we the people has definition and meaning here, friends. We are fighting for our posterity. We are fighting for our freedoms, and we know what our forefathers told us, that what is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. It means we have to fight the good fight of faith, as Paul talked about in the book of Timothy, to win the day. And we also understand that there is freedom nowhere on this globe where someone has not first preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we need to understand something, friends. It is a blood-bought covenant from Genesis all the way to Revelations, as well as this country, this America in which we live. We know that freedom is not free. Yes, indeed, it is not. Someone had to fight, bleed, magnifying the laws of our constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, to give us what we have today. John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers. And that's exactly what it takes to walk in the freedoms in which we have today. So, again, thank you for your trust out there, 1400 AM WZNG in Shelbyville, Tennessee. We appreciate you. Folks, before I jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what I'd like to do is I'd like to give you some direction as to where to go to check us out, to look at our little faces, to know what we do, to know what we are, to the definition and the highlights of what we have done in the past and the works that we do today. We've done over 360 high schools in 24 different states. We do colleges. We do tea parties. We do prisons. I'm going to be in Texas next month. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing some prisons out there. We're going to be doing some tea parties. We're going to be doing some youth groups. And for those that are new, we just got off a West Coast tour. We just got off an East Coast tour. We got off a tour from Arizona, then Michigan. And what we're doing in essence, friends, is turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're not hearers only deceiving ourselves. No, we're doers of the word. And we're also showing you our love by what we do. As George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said, deeds, not words. Well, guess what? He derived that from none other than Jesus the Christ, the captain of my salvation, in 1 John 3:18. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact. They work one with another. And, folks, you can also check us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley, double E, Bradley @DoubleE1 on our Twitter account. Facebook accounts are Bradley Dean, EE Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on our Facebook account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, next segment, I'm going to pull up some information as to what took place yesterday in the United States here concerning the Connecticut Supreme Court. They ruled that the death penalty is unconstitutional. And I want you to show you, and I want you to know and understand what they're doing. They're advocating lawlessness. They are advocating the crime. And people need to understand that the correctional facilities in the United States of America make over $64 billion through slave labor. In other words, crime pays. And you also live in a system, friends, where you're taught that three strikes and you're out. So go ahead and commit one crime, two crime, three crimes, you're all over with. Now, you can't do more than three, but we'll give you three chances. That's the system in which you live today. And you're seeing the Supreme Court injustices actually rewrite our Constitution. And I'll highlight just some of that stuff in just a couple minutes here, because I'm going to start rolling down that lane if I don't slow my roll. But we will be talking about that in a couple minutes, and I want to show you how unconstitutional it is and how it is illegal, friends. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're also going to be talking second hour today about beware of the smiling traitor in the White House. Treason, treason, treason. We'll be talking about that second hour. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Don't be fooled by the political game, the illusion of freedom. Folks, I do want you to understand that you still have the freedom to do the right things. Regardless of how bad things are right now, it's only an opportunity to prove our God, friends, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Obama, the criminal himself. Listen carefully, friends. Obama goons at CMS go after states defunding Planned Parenthood. Now, folks, you need to understand again that this president has advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb, which is aimed at blacks and Hispanics, friends, Planned Parenthood. He has voted in favor over 242 times to make sure that babies are snuffed out in the womb. Now, when you put that up against the fact that he only served in the Senate in Chicago for 142 days, that's quite a lot. He's got a lot on his mind concerning the murder of the innocent in the womb, right? Well, it's interesting, folks. He is now, again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sending forth his little goon squad, his little useful idiots, at CMS to go after states defunding Planned Parenthood. Is that not shocking, America? And just think about it. You go to sleep at night. You know, it's interesting. This guy is putting up spikes around the people's White House to defend himself against the people that he's supposed to serve. But he wants to make sure that his government, folks, I said his government, it's not American government. What he's doing is unconstitutional. What he's doing is illegal, folks. Okay? But the American people have allotted him and others before him to murder, sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 57 million babies. And you better think again, folks, if you think God's just going to turn his hand of mercy upon America when we've tolerated what we have tolerated today. He has no business recreating the Constitution in his own murderous image. Folks, he has no business tearing it down. We need to get back to the Bible and the Constitution to expose these people for who they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the 10 things will happen within 15 days. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, Ben Carson, if black lives really matter, then you know what? Then the blacks need to deal with Planned Parenthood. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, baseball team honors slain police officers. The liberal activists, they lose it. Well, who cares? We're not asking them, are we? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the uncensored truth about homosexual adoption. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break.
probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity?
Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, again, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's so much to talk about. There's so many articles that are being thrown out there on a 24/7 basis, literally. And again, folks, what we're doing is we're teaching people how to get their feet out of the miry clay as we call upon the Lord to put our feet upon the rock to establish our goings. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. We need to equip people as to what the problems are, yes, but lay the law next to it so we can equip the people to bring forth judgment to establish righteousness in the United States of America. And the way to do that is to understand that justice is the guardian of liberty, and justice is what we need in America concerning corruption in our government and in our churches. Justice is what we need. And I also want people to understand that justice is the very throne of God, Psalm 89, Psalm 97. And the Bible says righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne, that a fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. We need justice. And as I say, folks, so many times on the radio program and so often is, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. That's exactly the resolve that we need in this country. But the only one that can bring that forth is by us obeying the commandments, not suggestions of God, and actually doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to him. And that is how we are. Well, by the way, 239 years later, that's exactly the process that our forefathers walked through. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get over the fact that The Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty is unconstitutional. Yesterday, I was listening to conservative radio. They're just as worthless as folks, CNN, CNSBC, MSNBC, ABC, USA Today. Folks, the state-controlled media, you can trust them no more than you can throw them. You can't trust them that far. Okay, there's no truth in these people, and they're working for special interests. And we also know that six corporations worldwide own the state-controlled media. So if you ever wonder why all of the outlets are saying the same things at the same time, because they're reporting the same things from the same people at the same time. And they're all in it together, regardless if you want to see it that way or not. Go ahead and test me. Do a Google search and go to all these state-controlled media outlets and tell me they're not all saying the same things. But in saying that, friends, I was listening to a liberal through deconstructionism questioning the author of law. And, of course, they don't make reference to the law. And the reason they don't make reference to the law is because if they made reference to the law, then you would think that they were foolish, just like I do when I see, when I take that straight stick and lay it next to the crooked one, I can see how crooked they are, and crooked they are, friends. But going back, I was listening to this lady. She was an attorney, and of course she's sworn to the bar. And I also want people to understand that, listen, folks, if they made reference to law or the Constitution, they would be out of a job, and they just can't have that. But when we were talking, when they were talking about the Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty unconstitutional, this attorney was trying to get the American people to sympathize with criminals. She was trying to convince the American people that it was unconstitutional, and that's the way that our forefathers meant it to be concerning the death penalty. Well, then let me ask you something: why were all 50 states carrying forth execution concerning those that would kill? She's got something wrong here. Folks, she said it was unconstitutional, and she said that's the way our forefathers meant it to be. Apparently, she knows nothing of our history. Apparently, she knows nothing of our state preambles, which all start out, every single one of them in the United States of America, that acknowledges God and His government, which He bestowed upon us. Amen. The institution of government is God ordained, and He is the lawgiver. And what does God say about that? I'll get to that in just a moment. But folks, this Looney Tune, she goes on and on, not talking out of both sides of her mouth, and she said it was cruel and unusual punishment to actually have these people executed. And I thought to myself, really? You know, like, for example, we have a couple guys that are on death row in Connecticut. Two guys break into a house of a doctor, and one guy takes the wife, goes to the bank, withdraws $15,000. The other guy stays in the house, rapes the 11-year-old girl, and rapes the 17-year-old girl, ties them to their bed, beats their heads with a bat until they're unconscious. The other guy comes back with the wife. They rape her. They end up strangling them. They're still conscious. And then what they do is they pour gas on top of the bodies and light the house on fire with them inside. See, these people are trying to convince you, friends, that it's cruel and unusual punishment to actually bring forth the execution of violated laws to show them that there's consequence. And by the way, when you do that, guess what happens, friends? It puts the fear of God in others not to commit the crime. You have the Connecticut Supreme Court, along with this Looney Tune, talking about how it's unconstitutional and how it's cruel and unusual punishment to violate families at will. You have them actually advocating the crime. You actually have them teaching the American people that, listen, if you want to kill, go to Connecticut. You'll never be sent to death. You can kill there. You can steal there. You can do whatever you want in that state. Because rest assured, at the end of the day, those soft judges that produce hardened criminals will just give you three squares for the rest of your life and give you access to things that people outside don't have, like schooling, going back to three squares, air conditioning, television, entertainment, sports. And just think, America, this is all on your dime. As a matter of fact, one of the criminals that actually committed this heinous crime that I just described concerning the wife and the two daughters, Raping them after they robbed them of $15,000, strangling them, beating them in the head with a baseball bat, and then pouring gas onto their bodies and lighting their house on fire. You know what's interesting is when I look at one of these criminals, one of the two that committed the crime, when he took his picture, his police photo, he's got a big, huge smile on his face. Isn't that funny? And the Connecticut Supreme Court goes along to get along. Hey, folks, I didn't know it was the Supreme Court's job to change the plans or the rules in the middle of the game. As if to say they can tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image. To legislate from the bench or to be a bunch of activists from the bench. When did that come about, friends? Because that's not American law. That's European law. See, what the American people need to do is they need to recite Article 3, Section 1, where judges, when they act outside of their scope of authority and good behavior, the American people need to stand up and impeach them. And yes, the Supreme Court's justices, injustices, can be impeached outside of good behavior. And this is outside of good behavior. Interestingly enough, friends, it's important to note that 19 out of the 50 states in America, 33 of them still have the death penalty, but 19 of them have undone the death penalty. You can mark my words on this, friends. They are encouraging crimes. They are encouraging criminals to go to those states to commit the crime. And I want to tell you something, too, because this jacks me up. The American people, we're already beginning to see this. The American people are going to begin to bring forth their own justice and judgment because they see that the courts are no longer delivering justice. When you can look back and look at criminals, by the way, it was noted as the most heinous crime in Connecticut. And yet again, I want you to just picture this with me. One of the criminals has a smile on his face. The Connecticut Department of Corrections photo. He's got a big, huge smile on his face. After he raped the wife, the two daughters, 11 and 17 years old, strangled them, beat them in the head with a bat. Because now he knows, guess what, friends? He ain't going to die. He's gonna float the rest of his natural life on the dime of the taxpayers in the United States of America that tolerate these injustices to bring forth this unconstitutionality and this unlawfulness. And folks, I'm sick and tired of it. And I want to go back to this Looney Tune, this self-proclaimed attorney that was talking about how our forefathers meant it to be and how this is unusual. This is cruel and unusual punishment to actually execute these criminals. I want people to listen to me carefully. How foolish and how ridiculous for the American people to overlook judgment because of kindness. Because then love wounds itself by killing justice. Folks, how long are you going to put up with this stuff? They are encouraging crime in the United States of America. And the very people that are responsible to execute the law under judgment are no longer doing that. America, it's time to unseat, it's time to impeach, it's time to indict these people and to deal with them lawfully. And when you do, you're going to put the fear of God in their eyes not to violate his law as well.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, guys, you know, we have an attorney in America now telling us it's unconstitutional to enforce the laws against those that commit the act of murder. How backwards can you be, friends, to listen to this garbage? Oh, and by the way, this is on the conservative outlet. Lack thereof. I'm crying right now because one of these murders in Connecticut, Santiago was sentenced to lethal injection in 2005 for the murder for hire killing of 45-year-old Joseph Nowinski. But the state Supreme Court overturned the death sentence and ordered a new penalty phase in 2012, saying the trial judge wrongly withheld key evidence from the jury regarding the severe abuse Santiago suffered while growing up. Sympathy for the devil. They're trying to, folks, change your mind so now you have sympathy for the devil. They want you to show more compassion for the murderer and for the criminal in this country rather than the victim and those that have been violated. That's why the American people are going to begin to bring justice down upon the heads of the wicked, because the courts are no longer delivering justice. It's a lack thereof. And again, friends, you do need to understand that the purpose of the law is to put the fear of God in others through the execution unto judgment, to establish righteousness, to teach them not to commit the act. If you go online, go to the 1800s and the early 1900s, if the act of murder was committed, guess what? They would string you up publicly. Where would they get something like that from? Oh, we had the Looney Tune attorney tell us, well, you know, that's the way our forefathers meant it. You know, this is unconstitutional. We're talking about, folks, the Connecticut Supreme Court rules death penalty unconstitutional. You have got to be kidding me. And what is the result? One of the two murderers that killed a doctor's wife and his two children, 11 and 17 years old, they robbed $15,000 from the wife. They split up for a minute. They came back. And when they came back after they got the $15,000, one guy noticed that his buddy was raping the 11-year-old and the 17-year-old girl tied to the bed as he beat him in the head with a bat till they were unconscious. He strangled them. And then the wife got hers as well. And in the process, they poured gas on the bodies after they raped them and strangled them and beat them. And then they lit the bodies on fire along with the house. It's considered the most heinous crime in Connecticut. But again, the Supreme Court in Connecticut said that the death penalty is unconstitutional. And folks, there's a picture of one of these criminals on the website with a big smile on his face. Connecticut Department of Corrections, his picture's posted. He's smiling because he understands that when he commits the crime, the judge is only going to smack his hand. He already knows that. He already understands that soft judges produce hardened criminals. Folks, they're teaching people in these states to commit the crime. That's what they're doing. Now, going back to our forefathers and actually exposing the Looney Tune that calls herself an attorney. Folks, when you get some time, you'll understand in Matthew 23 why Jesus damned attorneys. They withhold the keys of knowledge. This individual has not a clue as to what she's talking about. She said to execute these murderers. She said it's unconstitutional. This is cruel and unusual to execute these murders. And they want you to overlook the victims. Do you know that the Bible teaches us, by the way, when you look at our Mosaic Institution, which is based on the five books of Moses? You can also read Exodus 18:21. That's where we get our republicanism from. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. It tells us, thine eye shall not pity him who killed another, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. That's in Deuteronomy 19:13. Another one tells us in Deuteronomy 19:19, it says, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil from among you. No, but they want you to pity the criminal, and they want you to overlook the victim. That's your system today, friends. You know, it's kind of like abortion. You know, a little baby is dismembered. He's stabbed in the back of the head, or she's stabbed in the back of the head in the womb, or her body parts are sucked out, or they inject saltine into the body. They inject salt into the body to kill the baby, right? And then the women that actually make the choice to kill the innocent baby in their own wombs, they have the audacity to hold up a sign that says, stop the war on women. Do you see how backwards judgment is becoming in this country, friends? Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. I also want to express one more point. We've been told by the likes of the Gandhis and the MLK Juniors of the past that, you know, it's an eye for an eye. And if it is an eye for an eye, the whole world's going to be blind. No, that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, what God was saying and what God is saying today, because he is alive forevermore, he is saying to the American people that, listen, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Because the Bible tells us that it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot, a blow for a blow, a wound for a wound. A burn for a burn, a bruise for a bruise. Folks, it's simply put, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. We're to teach men to fear God by departing from evil, not to indulge in it at the expense of the innocent. Let me give you an analogy. There was a judge in Texas, and this guy was such a good judge, that if you were caught with the smallest amount, let's just go over, I'm painting the same picture and I'm proving the same point here, because we need to understand that God is a good judge, and what makes him good is that he will not, in any sense of the word, at all overlook iniquity, lawlessness whatsoever. He is so thorough in justice and judgment that he said that you're to take every word captive. You're to take every thought captive to the word of God. You're to cast down high things that exalt itself except against the knowledge of God. We're responsible for everything. Folks, we are. And that's what we're missing in this country. A bunch of grown-ups that can't help themselves, right? That's what we're taught. But going back to my point, there's a guy named Maximum John Wood in Texas that if you were busted with the smallest amount of marijuana in his county, he would throw the book at you. Did you hear what I said? He would drop the hammer on your crimes. Guess where all the drug dealers didn't go to live or to sell drugs or to party it up? That's why they call them Maximum John Wood. We have another guy here out in Cambridge, Minnesota, that if you drink and drive in his county, you get an automatic 90 days. Guess where all the partiers don't go? See, he loves his country so much that he enforces the laws against crime because it's a mercy of God that we enforce the law for the protection of others, namely the innocent. But yet again, in our system today, friends, that we're just taught to go ahead and commit the crime three times. Let me give you another one. Did you know that there was a man in California that was busted drinking and driving 18 times? The judge thought it was cute when he told this individual who just couldn't help himself that he should just move closer to the liquor store. And forget about the 11,749 people that were slaughtered on the streets the same year this individual was told by the judge just to move closer to the liquor store. You want to know what's destroying your country, friends? The American people being soft on crime. You know what's destroying your country, America? The American people being soft on those that are to do their job and they do it not. Because if for some reason the American people have been so dummied down to believe that those that serve we the people, those that derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed, you know, the government, we the people, we are the government, America. You've been dummied down so much, stupefied so much, to actually believe that these judges can go ahead and rule in such a fashion when nothing could be further from the truth, friends. Nothing can be further from the truth. You know what happens, going back to my point, if you drink and drive in some foreign countries? The very first offense, they'll put you up in front of a firing squad. Guess what people don't do in those countries? They don't drink and drive. When we mean what we say according to God's commandments and His moral law, Exodus 20, and we enforce the laws against these crimes, guess what's going to happen? Crime's going to go away. Case in point, did you know that in Las Vegas, they don't have a drug problem on the strip? You want to know why they don't have a drug problem on the strip, friends? Because grandpas and grandmas and uncles and aunts, moms and dads, and folks that have the extra money to go out and gamble illegally, by the way, that used to be illegal in this country, you know, thou shalt not covet, the 10th commandment. You know they don't have a drug problem in Las Vegas? You know why they don't have a drug problem in Las Vegas? Because they enforce the laws against the crime. They don't want to deter people from coming into Las Vegas to spend billions of dollars every year in their casinos. See how that works, friends? See, instead of them magnifying the law in Connecticut concerning these criminals, they're lowering the law. They're dimming the light by which men perceive their own guilt. No longer are they criminals, they're victims. Just like this one criminal, Santiago, hey, man, I suffered so much while growing up, man. You know, that's my excuse for actually taking some money and going out and killing a guy. You know, folks, I can go on and on with these crimes concerning those that are on death row. But 11 of them now have been left off the hook because the Supreme Court in Connecticut said so. Hey, folks, this is tyranny. This is tyranny. This is lawlessness. This is despotic. This is arbitrary. And they are trying to implement European law globally, friends. And that is some scary stuff. So again, America, it's time for you to stand up and deal with those that are supposed to deal with this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy. 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to give you another analogy. I'm going back and forth contrasting good judges with bad judges, and we see that there's a whole mess of bad judges in the United States of America who at length are destroying this country. They're turning righteousness and judgment into wormwood. And when you study that out, friends, you're finding that they're perverting justice. And you can rest assured, friends, either they're just reprobates, they have no understanding of judgment, they're set towards the things of God, the Spirit, because they're so carnal, which means fallen in nature and stupid, which means dull and insensible. That's true, friends. It's not name-calling. That's a fact. I'm reading Article 3, Section 1 right now, and it talks about how the judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. Folks, they can all be removed. and the Supreme Court can surely be removed, friends. I don't care if Barack Hussein Obama appoints them and you're led to believe that they're appointed for life. I want to tell you something, friends. The constitutional... this constitutional scholar in the White House doesn't seem to know what he's talking about, because what we have seen over the last, 6 and 7 years, he does everything in contrast to what the Constitution of the United States demands him to do. He does the opposite. But then again, he was the one that said he was here to fundamentally transform America. Well, that's what these judges are doing too, lawlessly. And again, Article 3, Section 1, the judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. That means according to the law. And shall at stated times receive for their services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. Folks, they are not appointed to destroy the Constitution and recreate it in their own images. Here, let me lay this out for you really quick. I want to show you a good judge. I just seen this the other day. There's a 16-year-old boy that over the span of 2 and 3 days, he beat his girlfriend's little 2-year-old boy to death, slowly. Right when he was charged for the murder of this little boy, he had correspondence with his mother while he was in jail. All those conversations are recorded. He had said that... when he was charged, "Mom, what are they going to do to a 16-year-old blonde boy? That's all I have to do is cry, and they're going to let me go." During sentencing, it was about, a year and a half later. Folks, by the way, justice used to take place in this country within 1 to 2 days. Not 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 years, and those that are on death row don't sit there for 13 years before they're executed. Well, the state torments the innocent and supports the criminals. But you know what was interesting is when he walked into court, he did just exactly what he told his mom a year and a half prior to that during that phone conversation. The judge had the correspondence. And guess what the 16-year-old boy did, which was now 17 and a half years old? He walked into the court. Guess what he was doing? He was crying. He wanted to work the judge. He wanted to work the system. We see this all the time. He wanted to get his hand slapped. He wanted to be set free for the crime of killing an innocent little 2-year-old boy. That judge picked up a piece of paper and he said, "Now, I have correspondence here between you and your mother when you were first charged. And you said, what is the judge going to do to a blonde 16-year-old boy who comes into court crying?" Guess what the judge did? He gave him life. But still, that lacks judgment, friends. Because it still gives the criminal permission to go ahead and commit the crime. Because if he can't make it on the outside, he'll just commit a crime and he'll go ahead and live out the rest of his days on the dime of the taxpayers for the rest of his natural life. That is not justice. That is injustice. And it breeds crime. Folks, I want people to understand that right must always be right. God is right. Truth must always be truth. Christ is the truth. John 14:6. And purity always must be purity. Because right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. Folks, that's why we are established on the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is. But we're seeing in Connecticut, that's just it. You know, the criminal that went out and he took some money to go kill a guy. He wants the judge and he wants everybody in America to understand how bad he had it as a little kid. Hey, folks, let's compare notes. My life is nothing but conquering obstacles by the grace of Christ in my life. All the way from North Minneapolis, from the hood, to welfare, to being raised without a dad and pretty much without a mom, being subjected to the state-controlled schools, government schools, because the parents were dropping us off there. Folks, I can sing the same exact song, but I can tell you my mind's not set on taking money to go wipe somebody out. and then when I get busted, go cry to the judge and expect sympathy. No, the Bible tells us we're not to pity them people. But that's what they want you to do today. You're not to pity them. See, America, you're so caught up in your emotions that you fail to understand that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. We are to be principled people, regardless of how we feel. Faith first, and then our feelings. I want to ask you a question, America. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because we know that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Absolutely not, because that's not good for any society, because that will produce bondage and it will breed crime, not liberty. Do away with the law, like these injustices are doing across the United States of America, and you have no crime. They're not criminals. Hey, folks, yesterday, last night, case in point, we were just watching a JFK from the 90s. And I've seen this, I've dug into this. And it was interesting that Mr. Garrison, Jim Garrison, the attorney that was going after the government for the murder of the president of John F. Kennedy, it was interesting that they tried to set him up in an airport bathroom by bringing forth a homosexual into the bathroom. He dropped his pants, and Jim Garrison was catching on to what was going on. There was two cops in the bathroom. There was cops outside of the bathroom because they were trying to set him up to falsely charge him that he committed a lewd act with a homosexual in the bathroom. He got away just in time. Why? Because homosexuality was not tolerated, but it was condemned. And why was it condemned in this country? Because it stands against every law and statute that we have in this country, because God said it was an abomination. But today, just the exact opposite. Now, if you don't accept it, then guess what? You're a hater and a bigot. You see what happens when we don't obey? It turns against us. They put light for darkness and darkness for light. Isaiah 5. I want people to understand that right is right eternally and it cannot be wrong. Because you cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. And we've all heard these lawless people try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just, and true by saying, well, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. Folks, this is very suspicious. It's suspicious. In other words, it's baloney. It's utterly false, because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. Because sin is moral, not physical. When people say they can't help themselves, then guess what? They need to be thrown in jail. Again, man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Sin is moral, not physical. So never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. Lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. What, when a man becomes such a liar that he cannot tell the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness? Because, well, after all, he can't help himself. That's ridiculous. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Folks, that's ridiculous. Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he spent the money and therefore cannot pay it back? No, you can't do that. But they want you to accept this mentality. Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? Hey, folks, is a man at liberty to go ahead and kill whoever he wants to because he doesn't understand the beauty of life? Folks, this is a dangerous doctrine. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. And I want to tell you something. It's not going to fly on Judgment Day, and it's not going to fly in the face of those that know better.
And I also want to add, too, for those of you that are so big on mercy, justice is a mercy to victims. When victims who are, they're on the behalf of those who are perpetrating the crime towards them, when they see the justice brought forth upon their heads, then they feel a sense of closure and a sense of right and wrong completion because they deserve the punishment they got.
So that's, and what's happening is if they don't get it from the courts, in many cases, they're just taking justice in their own hands and they're dealing with the criminals on their own. And by the way, rightly so.
That's right.
Rightly so. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, hour two, right after the other side of this break.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or at